the UN Security Council has extended the mandate of a Kenyan-led force in Haiti. But the U.S. and its backers are still struggling to turn it into a formal peacekeeping mission, which would ensure it's well-funded and well-equipped. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
It was 2 years ago when Haiti's leaders first called on the UN to help stabilize the country racked by gang violence. Now, there are about 380 Kenyan troops on the ground patrolling with Haitian police, with hundreds more still to come. And the Security Council just extended their mandate for another year.
Haiti finally has a path to political stability.
That's U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield after the unanimous vote.
In adopting this resolution today, the Council has helped Haiti continue reestablishing security and creating the conditions necessary to hold free and fair elections.
But since this is not a formal peacekeeping mission and part of the UN budget, the Kenyan troops have to rely on donors like the U.S. Haiti's transitional leader, Edgard Leblanc Fils, appealed to the UN General Assembly last week to transform this into a peacekeeping force.
Cette transformation permettrait non seulement de sécuriser un financement plus stable.
This transformation would make it possible not only to secure more stable funding and to extend the capacity of the mission, but also it would make it possible to strengthen the commitment of member states to security in Haiti.
But Russia and China oppose such a move. China's ambassador says a peacekeeping force is not a panacea and points out that past UN operations have failed in Haiti. Even the UN Secretary General has been skeptical. His spokesman, Stéphane Ducharric, says countries should donate more to the international mission already on the ground.
The resolution that was adopted today did not mention the peacekeeping force. And as the Secretary General, I think, himself said very clearly, whatever instructions we will be given by the Security Council, we will follow.
Ducharric says Haiti hit another grim milestone today. He says half of Haiti's population now faces acute hunger. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.